Social equity is one of the four pillars of the 2012 Food Action Plan, but it was central to much of the discussion, as 200 people gathered to review the state of the food industry locally and exchange ideas for steering it into a robust future. Joseph McIntyre, president of Sebastopol-based Ag Innovations, which convened the event, set the tone early, characterizing poverty as, quote, the greatest enemy of a great food system. Understanding that, he elaborated later, requires taking a long view of how economic behaviors play out.
If your answer to poverty is cheap food, you will do nothing but impoverish the farmers that produce it and the land which they depend upon. Because in order to produce cheap food, we have to take shortcuts. We have to use highly intensified production techniques that in the long run become tremendously expensive, but in the short run, paper over the real problem.
A better approach, suggested Steve Schwartz, a longtime advocate and advisor for sustainable agriculture, is to concentrate on making quality food affordable.
There's a lot of people are recognizing that if we can build affordable food access for low-income people in Sonoma County, we can at the same time increase revenue for farmers. That's a win-win, something the Interfaith Food Collaborative is working on with produce stands and community support agriculture at faith-based sites.
For Sonoma County Agriculture Commissioner Tony Liniger, the biggest takeaway was a need to step up their educational outreach to young farmers who are just getting started.
Farming is one of the most regulated activities in the state of California, so part of getting into farming is understanding what the rules are. So I feel like there's an opportunity here for me and my staff to educate new growers on environmental laws, on what's required to be organic, what do you need to do to get into a farmer's market, all these questions that new farmers may not know how to answer.
Twice during the half-day event, participants at each of the 24 tables were asked to digest the multiple speakers' presentations and brainstorm ideas for strengthening the local food system. Elizabeth Kaiser from Singing Frog Farm in Sebastopol was impressed by the breadth of the suggestions that were reported back.
There was active discussion on everything from health codes to housing to getting land for farmers to reaching out to farm workers, getting healthy food out to people of different socioeconomic classes. We touched on basically all topics around food, and that made me really happy to see people from all the different silos coming together.
It will take some time for Ag Innovations to collate and organize all that input into proposed policy initiatives, but the lively participatory session left Joseph McIntyre enthused and encouraged.
I mainly just take a lot of hope from it. There's a palpable and ongoing energy in Sonoma County that this is the place where we can do better, and we will. I believe that we're going to make progress in securing the long-term future of farming and the food industry in our community, that we will secure more land permanently protected in production agriculture, and we will bring a new generation of farmers onto that land to grow the crops to meet the needs that are emerging today.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.